Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I am going to keep it very short and simple. And if we capture just three words here today and we remember these, actually, if you just remember one of these words, you will be blessed. The words are very simple and they explain Christianity very clearly. Here are the three words: God loves world. And to help us to remember those, I'm going to section off the congregation actually so we can remember this. This side is going to be God. Do you feel powerful today? There's God. This middle section is going to be love, and then we're going to get to world here towards the end. So let's start over here with God. The first of the three words that are just the central teaching of the Christian faith, God. We can expect good things from God. I want to repeat that. We can expect good things from God. That's the God we have. You may remember or recall a time in which you saw a bunch of children gathering to see Santa Claus for the very first time. And when they gather to do this, they are expecting to get good things, are they not? Have you ever seen a child in line to meet Santa Claus with a bag to collect all the coal that they're going to get? So that they can take that big bag and go home and make big piles of the coal that they're going to get from Santa Claus. No, it doesn't happen that way. The children line up with lists of things that they would like and desire to have. One little girl, a doll. Another boy, a train set. Another girl, a goldfish. Everyone who goes to see Santa Claus expects good things. Now, the understanding I've struggled in my studies of who God is, there's lots that there's quite a few things that are a mystery. And as a pastor in studying it, I have to admit to all of you that there are some things that are hard to explain. Just the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One, that we have one God, and yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's kind of head-scratching to explain that. And we say things in the creed that are kind of hard to understand too. Light from light, very God of very God. What does that mean? There's one thing that I can share with you that I do know, and it's this. God is good to me. And we all can expect great things from God. If all we did in our life is just count the blessings and good things that God gave to us, if that's all we got out of today's sermon or today's service, you will be blessed and lived a greatly blessed life. God has given us so many good things. Let's think about them. The bodies that we have, the ability to just have lungs that take in air and then they breathe out air. The air that we breathe, their oxygen, God has blessed us with that. The senses that we have. By the way, I'm going through Luther's Small Catechism. The senses that we have. My goodness, God has blessed us with the ability to take a picture with our eyes, and somehow that picture goes through our wiring up into our imaginations, into our brain, and we have that picture. God blesses us with family, friends, shelter, good weather. James says this, James 1:17, you may know this passage, "For every good and perfect gift comes from the Father." Not from our neighbors, not from other people. Every good and perfect gift comes from God, coming down from Him. You know, a lot of people don't come to church today because I actually believe they don't expect good things from God. If you told a child, actually, you know what, you can't expect good things from Santa Claus, the chances are they're probably not going to go and see Santa Claus. See, they go to Santa Claus because we've told them that Santa Claus is going to give good things. Your Heavenly Father God gives great gifts. You guys must be feeling good over here in this section. You guys feeling good today? I see smiles. Good? All right. We're going to move on to the middle section over here. So that's God. Wow. Love. You guys get love. How awesome is that? Are you feeling special today? That's a great word. But isn't love misunderstood so often? We use it in so many different ways. I could use the word love like I do like. So I could say, I love the color green. Or I could say, I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. Anyone else like mint chocolate chip? Yeah? Yeah. But then I could use that same phraseology, that same word to describe the love and the feelings that I have for my wife. It captures a whole bunch of different words. Or thoughts, actually. You know, we're good with the word love and talking the quantity that we have. I love something so much, but we're not so good at talking about the quality of our love. We're good about talking about love and using words, but we're not so good about actions and follow up. Friends, there's lots of sermons about how love is described in the Bible, but and I'm not going to get into the different definitions of each of those. I just want you to think of this. The Bible actually understands love in the exact opposite way we do. The Bible oftentimes doesn't use the word love, but it shows action. God getting stuff done. God doing things for his people. This passage, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." The most important part of this little phrase, by the way, is the main verb. The main verb is not love. That's a subordinate clause for English aficionados. The main verb here is give. God gave his only son. God shows his love in action. Our spouses know that probably, I think. We can be really good with the words that we say and write them on a card. And we can be really good with the words that we vocally say. But what do they say? Well, show me with action. Show me how you love me. Consider how the Bible shows God's love. It's in action, not just words. The parable of the prodigal son is a great action moment showing love. Listen to all these verbs that show the father's love to the son. The father had compassion on the son. The first thing he does is he runs out to him. That's one. Then he puts his arms around him. Two. Then he kisses him. He puts a robe around him. That's four. Five is he puts a ring around his finger. Six is he kills the fattened calf. And he welcomes them into the family and they have a celebration. Friends, God's love for you is in action. Not just wisdom, literature, what have you. God gave his son. The thing that he valued most, he gave to you so that you could have eternal life. That's love in the Bible. Action, not just word. Okay, so you guys, middle section, how are you feeling today? Was that good? Love, you like that? Love? So God's good, love's good. Now, all right, this is the tough section. You picked the wrong section to sit in today. You didn't know that. The world. Here we go. That little word world in John's gospel is used, over 50% of the usages in the Bible actually occur in John's gospel for this little word world, cosmos in the Greek. Friends, in this section, it's not used positively. I'm sorry. In John's gospel, and here are some examples, in John's gospels, it's not the devil who's the enemy to Jesus, it's actually the world. And that's you. I'm sorry. Here's some examples. Jesus says, in John chapter 14, Jesus says, the world doesn't recognize the Holy Spirit because it doesn't believe in him and it doesn't see him. The world's the problem, Jesus says. Here's another example. John chapter 1, verse 10. World is used to say, it talks about Jesus coming into the world and that the world was made through him, but then it says the world did not recognize him. Then Jesus says this to his disciples, the world cannot hate you, it hated me because I testified against it. Jesus then goes on to say, if the world ever hates you, calm down for a second, remember that it hated me first. The world is a really negative word in John's gospel. Remember that. It's advanced Bible study knowledge. All you people are, look mean this morning. Show me your mean face. Mean. All right. Friends, we don't need to know that. We know that the world that we live in oftentimes is mean and twisted. Just pick up a newspaper. Have you done it this week? Stories about crimes that are done, difficulties in the community, stories about how one country is against another country, stories about violence and crime. We don't even need the newspaper to pick this up and read it. Friends, it's in every single family here in this church that there's strife and difficulty that will not reach the newspaper. And there's quiet things that we keep secret. The world is full of strife. Now, here's the thing. Here's the power. This world that's difficult and full of trouble in John's gospel, God loves you, loves the world. He loves the difficulties, the dark places. And that means, although not dismissing the consequences of someone's action, God loves the addict. He loves the person who's in the darkest of places. And that's good news for every single person here, friends, because you know what? You and I aren't perfect. And you and I are living in the world. God's love still reaches us. God loves the world. So now you can be happy, everyone over here. It's good. It's a positive message. God loves the world. A couple years ago, it's very simple, the Christian message, and there it is. A couple years ago, I picked up Kaya from school, and I asked her, what did you learn today? And she said, metamorphosis. And I thought to myself, well, what is that? My goodness. What are they learning in school? And she said, well, here it is. It's when a caterpillar changes into a butterfly. Metamorphosis. That was a great answer. That's exactly what it is. This morning, take to heart a very difficult concept, how we have strife and difficulty. Very simple. God loves the world. And that's good news for every single one of us, because there's no matter where we go, no matter how dark life may be, no matter how many walls there are, God still loves you and me. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, sometimes we complicate things too much, and we miss the point. Lord, I thank you for the simple word today. You love the world. That means you love us. That means you also love those that are going through difficult times. May your love reach those people or individuals here today that are feeling distant from you, so that we may know that you love us no matter what. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.